Okay, Shalom Uvecha to everybody. Welcome back to the OU All Parsha app. This week's coming Parsha is Parshas Ki Teitzei. We will be focusing on three specific, a series of psukim in Parshas Ki Teitzei, a sequence of three specific psukim. Parachav Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel. We already spoke about Parshas Ki Teitzei a little last week because we spoke about the Isha Yifat Toar in juxtaposition to the Egla Rufa. We're moving forward later into the Parsha. Parshas Ki Teitzei, Parachav Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, chapter 23, verse 13. The Yad Tihiyah Michutz Lamachana. This does not mean you should have a hand outside the camp. Rather, Targum Unkla says, V'asar Maskan Yehevach. You should have a place, a set place prepared outside the camp. Rashi says, outside which camp? Chutz la'anan, outside the area that is protected by the cloud. It refers to any encampment of the Bnei Yisrael, which in the wilderness consisted of the entire area protected by the cloud. So you have to have a space that is outside of the camp. And you shall go out there outside. What are we referring to? Pasuk Gedal is going to clarify further. You should have a shovel in addition to your weaponry, the haya, and it will be b'shifticha chutz, when you sit outside, the chafarta, but you will dig with the shovel, v'shafta, and then you will go back, v'chisita etzei otecha, you should cover your excrement. So what are the psukim speaking about? Klai Yisrael is kadosh. They didn't have rest stops in the olden days. They didn't have porta potties in the olden days, excuse me, but it's true. They didn't have, rest stops with bathrooms or homes with bathrooms. What happened when they needed to use the facilities? They had a prepared place outside of the camp, and that's where they would go when they had to go. And you should make sure that the soldier has a weapon with him. In addition to, says Rashi, levad mishar klei tash mi shecha, in addition to the other implements that he uses, in addition to whatever other weapons he is carrying, he also must have a shovel. Vahaya, and it will be b'shifticha chutz, when you will sit outside, v'chafarta, but you will dig with the shovel. B'shifticha chutz, when you use the bathroom outside, you will dig with your shovel, v'shafta, you go back, v'chisita etzei otecha, you have to cover up your excrement, the translations according to art school, after you use the bathroom. And Rashi says, what is yatei tiyalecha al ezonecha, a shovel in addition to your weaponry? Azonecha, says Rashi, is kamo klei zayin, which means implements of war. So whatever implements of war you're carrying, make sure you also have a shovel in order to cover up after you use the bathroom. Pasuk Tezvav. Why is this so important? Perachov Gemal Pasuk Tezvav. Ki Hashem Elokecha mitaleich bekerem mechanecha. You know why you have to be a tzanua people. You know why you have to be clean and kadosh. You know why everything has to be mesudar. Ki Hashem Elokecha, because Hashem your God mitaleich bekerem mechanecha, walks among the midst of your camp. Latzilcha, to save you. Velateir adachal lefanecha, to give your enemies before you. Lahaya mechanecha kadosh. Your camp shall always be holy. No matter of uncovering nakedness shall be seen amongst you. Hashem shall not see amongst you uncovering of the nakedness, and he will turn away from behind you. And Rashi says, "V'lo yira becha Hakadosh Baruch Hu erev adavar." Hakadosh Baruch Hu should not see amongst you any uncovering of the nakedness, and he will turn away from you. This is a series of these three psukim. I must tell you that whenever I read these psukim, whenever I think or hear about these psukim, it reminds me of the following story. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zatzal, Rav Shishiva from Yeshiva Har Tzion, was niftar in the spring in April of 2015. So how many years ago was that? Almost 10. And after his patira, Rabbi Ron Yitzchak Eisenman wrote the following. And at the time, I was so moved by it. And I continue to be moved by it. And it's something that I always remember when I read these psukim. The Torah commands us that when they go carrying their weapons out to war, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu walks amongst your camp to save you from your enemies, to give the enemies before you, it is the obligation of every soldier to carry a shovel so that when he goes out and he uses the bathroom, he can cover up after he uses the bathroom. V'haya mechanecha kadosh. Listen to this story. About his Rabbi Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal, Rabbi Ron Yitzchak Eisenman, writes as follows. During the Yom Kippur War, when the buses arrived at the yeshiva to pick up the boys and to bring them to the front, the boys asked their commanders for 1 minute to go to the Beit Midrash. and Esther of Aaron for a bracha before they went out to defend the Jewish people. Around Lichtenstein, however, their Rebbe was nowhere to be found. Crestfallen, the boys disappointedly began to board the buses. Suddenly, an apparition appeared. It was the figure of a tall, lanky figure, clad totally in a white kittel, running towards the buses, carrying something white. As the figure neared and came closer to the buses, the Talmidim were awestruck as they realized what they were witnessing. They were witnessing greatness. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein was the apparition, and he was running towards the buses, his hands laden with rolls of toilet paper. As he breathlessly approached the boys, he blurted out, "I want to help in some way. I figured in everyone's haste to leave on Yom Kippur before, perhaps, no one remembered to bring this vital necessity." Comments, Rav Aaron Yitzchak Eisenman, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, his rabbi, "His head was in the heavens. However, his feet were firmly planted in this world." These pesukim always remind me of this story. The godless Kol Rosh Yeshiva, along with Rav Yehuda Amital, Rav Yeshiva Har Etzion, son-in-law of Rav Soloveitchik, raised Yom Kippur. A surprise attack, like October 7th, which was Simchat Torah. Boys called out from all over the country, running to the buses. They went to get a bracha from their rabbi in the Beit Midrash, but he was nowhere to be found. They were crestfallen. They started to board the buses. Many of them, of course, would never return. Breathlessly, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein came running holding toilet paper. "I want to help in some way. I figured that in everyone's haste to leave on Yom Kippur, perhaps no one remembered this vital necessity." So as Rav Aaron Yitzchak Eisenman, his head was in the heavens. His feet were firmly planted in this world. So many things to learn from this Maisa. One, how a God of a Torah always frames every situation in light of what the Torah wants. You need to take along with you when you go out to war those things that will be necessary for the most mundane humanistic features of human life. Two, the care of a Rabbi for his Talmidim. The Ahavas Yisrael of Aaron Lichtenstein for these boys. The Pikuach Nefesh that is Docha Kol. He passed away when I was preparing to say this. I looked it up. He was Nifter in April 2015, and I read this shortly after his Patira. And Bezrat Hashem, I will never forget it. I'm going to quote from Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the Rav, actually the father-in-law of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. "V'haya mechanecha kadosh," says the Rav, "your camp shall be holy." On the basis of this phrase, the Gemara concludes one must not think of words of Torah in a bathhouse or the lavatory. Another passage relates to Rav Yitzchak ben Avdimi accompanied Rabbi into the bathhouse on Shabbos. And he asked, would it be permissible to immerse a container of oil into the hot bath water in order to heat the oil? Remember, it's Shabbos, okay? So the Shaila is, Rav Yitzchak ben Avdimi accompanied Rabbi into the bathhouse, and he said, oh, it's Shabbos, can I immerse a container of oil into a hot bath, into the water of the hot bath, in order to heat the oil? Rabbi told him, one may do so only via kli sheni. The student should first draw the hot bath water into a second utensil, and then he could use that second utensil to immerse the oil in that utensil. The Gemara then asks, how is it permitted for the Rebbe to impart his ruling to his Talmud? How could the teacher teach his student? Was he not relaying words of Torah in the bathhouse in light of the prohibition? V'haya mechanecha kadosh in our parasha. The Gemara answers, one is permitted to impart Torah if it will allow one to avoid transgression. So it seems he was going to put the oil into the Kli Rishon, into the bathhouse itself, and that's usher. So his Rebbe had to tell him, listen, Talmud, do this by kol shleini. Put the hot water into a different kosh, then put your oil into that kosh sheni. So in order so he should avoid a transgression of Bishul B'Shabbos, he was able to tell him. Rav Soloveitchik quotes this from the Gemara Masecha Shabbos, Mem Amud Beis. I did not look up the Gemara, so if there's a typo, it's from the source. I just want to make that clear. I assume there's not a typo, but for your reference, sometimes it happens in learning. You always have to look up a source to be absolutely sure. The simple meaning of this Gemara, continues Rav Soloveitchik, would seem to be that although it was prohibited for Rabbi to discuss Torah, the imperative of avoiding transgression overrides a prohibition. However, if so, the Gemara should have proven this from the example that one can violate a prohibition to prevent another from sinning, which the Gemara discusses elsewhere, Masechta Shabbos Dalet Amud Aleph. So elsewhere, the Gemara tells us one can violate a prohibition to prevent another from sinning. which the Gemara elsewhere states is prohibited. I'm going to repeat this paragraph again. The simple meaning of this Gemara, says the Rav, would seem to be that although it was prohibited for Rabbi to discuss Torah in the bathhouse, the imperative of avoiding transgression overrides the prohibition of discussing Torah in the bathhouse. However, says the Rav, the problem with this is, if so, the Gemara should have proven this from an example that one can violate a prohibition to prevent another from sinning, which the Gemara elsewhere states is prohibited. Rather, we must explain, this does not constitute a violation of the prohibition at all. Why? How is that so? The prohibition is to negate the sanctity of the camp, the kedusha, v'ayamechanecha kadosh. However, if imparting Torah prevents a violation of a prohibition, in this case he was prevented from prohibiting warming up the oil on Shabbat, then the sanctity of the camp is not negated, but rather it is affirmed through such teaching. What a beautiful chiddush of the Rav. Since the whole point is v'ayamechanecha kadosh. If Rabbi was making sure that Rav Yitzchak ben Avdimi would not be violating a prohibition, he's allowed to tell him in the bathhouse, because that's the definition of Ahayah Machanecha Kadosh. Like the Rav says, if imparting Torah prevents violation of a prohibition, then the sanctity of the camp is not negated, but is rather affirmed through such teaching. These three pshukim in Parshas Ki Teisei, the story of a gadol, in Midos Tovus and Sensitivity, Rahman and Baishanim, Golbe Chasadim, Empathy, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein for his students. It's just such an unbelievable story. And some Divrei Halacha from Rav Salvechik. And a take-home lesson. We have to make sure there's no nakedness seen amongst us. We have to make sure that we are always a holy people. Ki am kadosh atal Hashem Elokecha. We have to make sure that the Shekhinah, we create an environment where the Shekhinah wants to dwell amongst us and within us as a holy people and a holy nation unto God. Thank you so much. Kol Tov to everyone. Have a beautiful day. And Be'ezrat Hashem, Shabbat Shalom.